I guess one of the things in the last few years we've become more sensitized to is the possibility of a late recurrence. Particularly, we've known that happens in breast cancer, but it seems like we've gotten more focused in on the fact that how much more common that is in the patient with estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. Can you talk about sort of the time course of recurrence when it occurs with ER negative versus ER positive tumors?
If you look at the rate of recurrence of patients with breast cancer, and plot it out, you get a bump in the first 2 to 3 years, and then the rate of recurrence diminishes, but it never goes down to zero. If you pick out the ER-negative and ER-positive patients, that bump in the first 2 to 3 years is mostly due to the ER-negative patients. And this continuing risk for recurrence out 5, 10, 15 years is mostly from the ER-positive patients. It's been said that something like half the recurrences in ER-positive breast cancer occur after 5 years, so that patients may feel they've reached the 5-year mark and are home free, and unfortunately, we all know that's not the case. They still have a risk of recurrence, and it's interesting that with giving an aromatase inhibitor at that point, you can still affect that risk of recurrence.
Can you talk a little bit about how you decide which of the three aromatase inhibitors you're going to use in different situations?
What I generally will do is to use the aromatase inhibitor in the situation where it's been studied. So that's a logical thing to do. There are situations where I'll tend to use one over another. One situation we talked about was patients who have chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea. And exemestane has been studied in the switching strategy. That's usually the drug I'll use when I'm using the switching strategy. But in this situation where someone has chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea and where I might be wanting to follow estradiol levels, I'll tend to use a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor because it's been found that the steroidal aromatase inhibitor, exemestane, can cross-react in the estradiol assay. So it complicates following the patient if you're going to be monitoring the estradiols. In postmenopausal women who's switching after 2 or 3 years, I'll tend to use exemestane in that situation. In someone who's completing 5 years of treatment, you're giving extended adjuvant treatment, I will tend to use letrozole because that's the drug for which we have the most data and the most follow-up, although other drugs have been studied. In the upfront studies, I'll tend to use, at least right now, anastrozole or letrozole.